From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A second and final day for the G7 summit. Russia's aggression in Ukraine was the focus of talks between President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G7 summit in Germany. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
In the two leaders' meeting, talks focused largely on how to move forward after a year of sanctions has failed to stop Russia's channeling of weapons and personnel to separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. With those sanctions set to expire in the next 2 months and violence flaring once again in Ukraine, President Obama is trying to get European leaders to agree on extending them. U.S. officials say Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel agreed that an extension of sanctions should be clearly linked to Russia's full implementation of its agreements to withdraw from Ukraine and respect its sovereignty. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the G7 summit in Germany.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi meets today with President Obama for the latest high-level talks on the battle against Islamic State militants. The talks on the sidelines of the G7 meeting come less than a week after Mr. Abadi appealed for more help from members of a U.S.-led coalition that has conducted nearly a year of airstrikes in support of the Iraqi military. On Sunday, Iraqi forces advanced in Baji, where they're trying to reclaim the oil refinery town. Yemen's President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi said today that UN-brokered talks scheduled to begin Sunday in Geneva will not involve negotiations to reconcile with the Houthi rebels who forced him from the country earlier this year. The Houthis took control of the capital of Sana'a in September after a months-long campaign, and in March swept south to the port city of Aden in a campaign that led Mr. Hadi into exile in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Voters handed Turkey's president a stumbling block to his plan to expand his powers when his ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, failed for the first time to win an outright majority, its biggest setback in 13 years. Ali Karkoğlu is an Istanbul-based political analyst.
The presidential project is more or less over. People did not respond well to a double campaign. One campaign by the prime minister, the other campaign by the president.
A UN commission detailed in a report on Monday systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations committed under the Eritrean government's authority, with the country's president listed among those mainly responsible. This is Sheila Keithruth, the UN special rapporteur on human rights in Eritrea and one of the three commission members.
The government should discontinue the indefinite national service by limiting it to the statutory 18 months. It should establish and apply lawful procedures for apprehension of draft evaders and deserters. It should adopt a military code that forbids and punishes ill treatment, exploitation, and harassment of conscripts, and it should stop the forced recruitment of children below the age of 18.
The UN Commission of Inquiry on Eritrea says it was unable to visit Eritrea and received no response from the government to its request for information during a year-long process. While the number of cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, in South Korea increased today with 6 related deaths, there is reason to believe the outbreak is being contained. VOA's Brian Patton reports that the deadly virus has not spread outside of hospital settings.
Over the weekend, South Korea's Ministry of Health and Welfare released the names of 6 hospitals where MERS patients are being treated and 18 others where MERS patients visited. After being criticized by some public health experts and lawmakers, including the mayor of Seoul, for a lack of transparency and a slow response to the crisis, the prime minister's office Sunday vowed an all-out effort to deal with the outbreak. 2 hospitals on the list account for 71 of the 87 confirmed MERS cases. The World Health Organization also announced that it was sending a team of experts on Tuesday to assist South Korea's investigation into the cause of the outbreak. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
And reporting from Washington, this is Joe Palca for VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.